We're continuing to discuss the end of Parak Gimel of Erev and Mishnah Tes, and we've been discussing the status of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, whether it's Kedusha Achas, whether it's considered Shtei Kedushos. Mishnah Tes tells us, Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas Omer, Ha'over Fnei Hatev Riyom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Omer, Ha'chalitzinu Hashem Elokinu Siyom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh Im Hayom Im Lamachar. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas says that because of this suffix, which day of Rosh Hashanah is the, will the Riyah of Rosh Hashanah please stand up? Which day is the Riyah of Rosh Hashanah? So he says that we should incorporate this into our davening. We should say Hashem should strengthen us on Rosh Chodesh, whether it's today or tomorrow. Right? So first of all, he says on Rosh Hashanah we mention Rosh Chodesh, and we also mention we're not sure which day it is. Day 2 of Rosh Hashanah you say Hashem should strengthen us on Rosh Hashanah, whether it's today or yesterday. But the Mishnah tells us, "V'lo hodu lo chachamim." The chachamim do not agree with Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas. The reason for the chachamim disagreeing is that the chachamim hold that we do not mention Rosh Chodesh at all on Rosh Hashanah. Basically, we call Rosh Hashanah Yom HaZikaron, and the Gemara says that the Zichron Echad Ol Al Shneihem. Now, the word Zikaron appears in the Torah and Zichron Shruah in the context of Rosh Hashanah, and it also appears Ohayolachem Zikaron, right, by Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, we don't have to make a condition by saying the word Zikaron that mentioned, that's tantamount to mentioning Rosh Chodesh as well. Additionally, if we're going to say this strange formulation of that whether today's Rosh Chodesh or tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh, we try to hedge our bets, so people might say, oh, well, it's only a suffix, and it might come to be Mekel on Rosh Hashanah. So in order to avoid that eventuality, that's why the Chachamim say, you know what, don't say Im Hayom Im Lamach, Im Hayom Im Emesh, rather just say the word Zikaron, and that will encompass everything. We will now begin study of Perek Dalet of Erevin with Mishnah Aleph. The halacha is that a person gets a tchum of 2,000 amos. And the halacha also is if you go out of the tchum, even a single step outside of the tchum, so then you are punished, as it were, and you only have 4 amos, and you can't move anywhere outside of your 4 amos. However, the Mishnah notes that if Misha hotzi uhu gayim or ruach ra'a, Ein lo ela arba amos. Right? Let's say I left the tchum, not on my own volition. Either goyim come and they take me out, or ruach ra, you go crazy and you walk out of the tchum. So you only have 4 amos. You're stuck there, even though you didn't leave on your own volition. You only have 4 amos. However, hechziruhu kilo lo yatsa. When they put me back, so it's as if I never left. I become like a member of the city, the way I was originally, that I can walk the entire city in 2,000 amos outside the city in every direction. This is true only if I left Baal Korachi, if I left not through my own volition. If, however, I left the Tchum on my own volition, even though I come back Baal Korachi, or if I left Baal Korachi but I come back on my own volition, so then the Gemara comments, I only get 4 amos in total. Holichuhu l'ir acheres, nisanuhu b'diro b'sahar. Let's say I leave, the goyim take me out, Bar Karchi, and they put me in a different city. See, that's mukaf mechitos. Or, nisanuhu b'diro b'sahar, they put you in a large enclosed area. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeloz ben Azari, omim mahalachas kula. They say that since the area I'm in ends up being mukaf mechitos, so that entire area constitutes dalar amos, and therefore, because that's like dalar amos, I could go through that entire area. Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Akiva, omim ein lo ela dalar amos. They say that no, since I didn't rest, I didn't begin Shabbos, I wasn't koneh shvisa in this area, so therefore I do not get the entire mechitos. I only get, right, dalar amos, like I would have otherwise. Masa shebo mi perandasin V'hefliga svinosan bayom. One time they came from Prandus, and there's like a port city at the south of Italy, and the hefliga svinosan bayom, and the boat basically gets lost at sea, or gets moved away. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, hilchos kula. They walk on the entire boat. Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Akiva, lo zozu me'arba amos, shirotu l'hachmer atzman. Remember, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say, when you leave, shiloh, when you leave not on your own volition, so then you get the entire city that you end up in. So kol shekein, in this situation, that the entire area moved. It's not like I ended up in a new area where I wasn't to begin with. Here, the entire boat moved out of Rishos. So, of course, you should be able to get an entire area. Not a problem. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, right, and Rabbi Gamliel, Hochos Kola, they walked through the entire boat. No problem. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, however, wanted to be machmer themselves. Despite the fact that a boat is a little different than a deer in Sahar, right, still they say, you know what, we don't want to walk the entire boat. What we will do is, we'll be machmering ourselves and only go in Dalal Amos of that boat.